Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry, I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. In last week's gospel lesson, Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan, which ended with Jesus telling everyone, go, live your life, be a good neighbor, and show mercy. Seeking to be more Christ-like as we live our lives, loving our neighbors as we love ourselves, and showing mercy cannot be achieved by working at it. It can only be achieved when we take the time to sit at our Lord's feet and listen. I can imagine Martha welcoming Jesus into her home, quickly tidying up her house and cooking a special meal. The normal hospitable responses we make when someone special is coming for a visit. So before we're harder on Martha than we should be, I want you to ask yourself, what would you do? What would you do if Jesus was going to visit your house today? What would you do if Jesus was going to visit your house today? One Sunday, a teacher asked that question to her class. And a little girl quickly responded, I'd put the Bible on the table. In your house, where's your Bible? On your phone, where's your Bible? Where's your Bible in your office? In my house, my daily devotion and a Bible sit atop an ottoman in front of a chair where I do my morning prayers and devotions. On my phone, the Bible can be found in my Kindle library or through the Book of Common Prayer app. And in my office, a Bible resides on my desk. However, as I read Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, I realized my Bible was buried under papers and files for this and for that, and scattered about my desk are stacks of folders and papers of important stuff, craving constant attention. My desk shows that I am in Martha mode much more than in Mary mode. And it is proof that Jesus would say to me, Jim, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. And Jesus would be, as expected, 100% correct about me and anyone who suffers under the violent oppression of the exhilaration, the pressure, and the rush of modern life. In an era long, long ago, before smartphones, the internet, and affordable 40-inch HD TVs, the 1960s, Thomas Merton wrote, there is a pervasive form of contemporary violence. The rush and pressure of modern life are a form of its innate violence. To allow oneself to be carried away by a multitude of conflicting concerns, to surrender to too many projects, to want to help everyone in need, to succumb to violence. The frenzy of the activist destroys our inner capacity for peace. It destroys the fruitfulness of our own work because it kills the root of inner wisdom, which makes work fruitful. I want you to notice that Jesus did not tell Martha that the tasks she wanted help doing were unimportant or were unnecessary. Instead, Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. And we are no different than Martha because we are worried and distracted by many things, from increasing violence and unrest, our election of a new president and our families, to the internet, our smartphones, and what's on television. All of which are in themselves good things until they destroy our capacity for inner peace and prevent us from listening to Jesus and hearing what the Spirit is saying to us. Psalm 85 says, Lord, show us your love and save us. I will listen to the Lord God. He has ordered peace for those who worship him. And Paul Tillich, philosopher and theologian, wrote, "The first duty of love is to listen. The first duty of love is to listen. In order to hear God, receive peace, and have fruitful work, we need to listen. We need to listen. And in order to truly listen, we must be silent." Perhaps that's why silent and listen are connected to each other by having in common the exact same letters. Silently listening shows the speaker we love them because we are listening to understand instead of listening to respond. And by doing so, we open our hearts to learn something new about the other person and about ourselves. To be a respectful, loving listener with God and with our neighbor, try these three things. Number one, avoid distractions. Turn off your phone. Turn off your TV. Do whatever it takes to be alone with that person and listen. Stop letting your mind wander and just listen. Don't think about what's for lunch, what you're going to have for breakfast after church. Just listen. And number three, stop thinking about what you're going to say. It's probably one of the most difficult ones there is. Stop thinking about what you're going to say next. Just listen. In life, there are times when we need to be in Martha mode and times when we must be in Mary mode. And we can never be a peaceful, joyful, fruitful worker unless we first draw closer to Jesus in love, in prayer, and listen to what the Spirit is saying to us. Let us pray. Dear God, help us to show our love for you by helping us avoid distractions when we welcome you into our lives and pray. Calm our wandering minds so we may draw closer to you and listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. May we stop thinking about what we are going to say in our prayers and choose the better part of prayer and silently listen. All this and more we ask in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. We'll now observe a moment of silence.